What's your favorite story about him from your college days?
My favorite remembers is meeting Coretta. Dr. King and I were attending a meeting of the Negro Students Association, and it was in the dining hall area of Miles Standish Hall. We had a lovely evening, and during the course of the evening, Coretta came. I had met her 2 or 3 weeks before and told her about the get-together, and when Dr. King saw her, it seemed like a picture from heaven. He was quite interested. She was petite, nice-looking, big legs, very friendly. From there, our three-part friendship just continued. About a year later, King called me and said he wanted to get engaged and wanted me to try to help him in the process. He sent me some money to buy an engagement ring. I had a classmate whose parents owned Robinson Jewelers. I went in there and met with my friend, and we ended up selecting a ring that I thought was pretty. It was about $200. That was a lot of money when we were in school.
Now, you moved off campus with Dr. King?
Yes, apartment in Dorchester. His father owned a Chevrolet that he gave him to use in school. We would go to Atlanta. We would go to New York to hear the singers and comedians and everything as part of our life. In our little association, we had students coming from all over New England. They all looked at Boston as sort of a mecca that they had to come to. They were always looking for a free overnight stay and some food, so we fit the bill, and we made many friends, and they got to know Dr. King. He was humorous and full of fun all the time. They also liked to listen to some of his dialogue on what the world should be and peace. These are themes that started with him early on, and he kept them throughout his life.